Welcome to my talk, The Future of Databases is Confidential. My name is Felix Schuster, and I'm one of the co-founders of a company called Edgeless Systems. And we are roughly 15 people, and we're building open source software for Intel SGX and related technologies. And my talk today is about how we took MariaDB and moved it into Intel SGX Enclaves. Okay, to understand why we did this, let's take a look at the state of database security. And currently, databases mostly consider external attackers, attackers that are outside the host that's running the database. And there are, abstractly, there are two mechanisms to protect against these attackers. First one is encryption of incoming network connections and user authentication. The second one is, of course, encryption of data on disk. And these two are essential, and they protect well against external attackers. However, once you consider internal attackers like malicious sysadmins or someone in your cloud infrastructure, then of course these mechanisms are not strong enough because someone who is in control of your host can easily circumvent them. And this is why we say we need something like EdgeLessDB, a database that's running inside an isolated Intel SGX enclave. And this is what this talk is about. And the agenda for this talk is as follows. I'll give an intro to Intel SGX. I'll talk about how to use EdgeLessDB. I'll give a brief demo. And then I'll talk about the architecture and give a comparison to related approaches and give some benchmark numbers. Okay, Intel SGX. Intel SGX is all about protecting sensitive workloads from threats in your hardware software stack. So for example, some malicious sysadmin being able to manipulate your operating system. And how this works is as follows. You as a programmer, you can ask the CPU to create what is called a secure enclave for you. And you can essentially load arbitrary code and data into such an enclave. And an enclave has four defining security properties. First one is isolation. So enclaves are strongly isolated from the rest of the hardware software stack. Second one is runtime memory encryption. So all of the code and data that resides inside your enclave is strongly encrypted in memory at runtime. And the CPU moves individual cache lines out of the RAM, decrypts it, and then processes them. And once they are flushed from the cache to the memory, they are encrypted again. The third interesting feature is remote attestation. And maybe this is the most interesting one, actually, because this feature allows an enclave to ask a CPU for a certificate that proves the integrity and the identity of the enclave. And you can think of this remote attestation statement as an X509 certificate, which are, for example, also used in TLS. And the fourth interesting feature is sealing. So an enclave can ask the CPU to give it what is called a sealing key. And the sealing key is specific for an enclave and CPU combination. And no other enclave can get the same sealing key. And an enclave can use this to securely keep state between invocations. And in EdgeLessDB, we use all of these four features. And this results in some interesting properties. There's also a limitation for enclaves. So you cannot use syscalls. So you cannot talk directly to your operating system. And this also has some implications. Enclaves are available on many recent Intel CPUs, for example, the third generation Xeon processors, which we focus on. And they are also available in some clouds, for example, Azure and the Ali cloud. And here's how to use EdgeLessDB and what it does. So, as I said, EdgeLessDB is a database that's running on MariaDB forks, is running entirely inside SGX enclaves. And I'll get to the architecture in a second. But here are the steps of using it. And first step is you run the Docker image as normal. Second step is you verify the remote attestation statement of the database. And third, and this is, I think, quite interesting, you create and set what we call a manifest. And I'll give you an example of a manifest in the demo. But the manifest, it defines the initial state of the database, including all the users that can access the database. And the fourth step is simple. You connect your clients as normal. And the fifth step, under certain circumstances, you may require to recover your database. And this is something that's also specific to HSDB. Okay, let's go to the demo then. Okay, here I am connected to an Intel SGX-enabled machine in Azure. And what I can do now is I can simply... one second. Here I'm now connected to an Intel SGX-enabled machine in Azure. And what I can do now is I can just... Here I am now connected to an Intel SGX-enabled machine in Azure. And what I can do now is I can simply pull our Docker image from GitHub and run it while handing over the SGX device. And this takes some time, but there it is. And now it's saying it's waiting for the manifest. And now let's initialize this database, give it a manifest. How this works is as follows. We're now at step two, the verification step. And we have a tool for that. It's called Error. And the Error tool connects to the database on a RESTful API. And it checks remote attestation statement of the database with respect to a certain config. And if that checks out, it outputs the public key of the database. Okay, that worked. We now have a edb.pem, which is a public key of the database, and the tool checked that this thing is indeed running inside an SGX enclave and is running the expected software. So what we can do now next is we can, based on the certificate, we can set up a secure connection that terminates inside the enclave and send over our manifest, again via a REST API. And the manifest looks like this. This is what we want to send over. And the structure of the manifest is quite simple. There is an SQL statement, which sets up the initial state of the database. And in this case, we just want to create some users and grant them access rights on a table. And the second entry in this manifest is the certificate authority with respect to which the users are to be authenticated. And yeah, we can now just send this over with curl using the public key we've gotten in the previous step and send that to the slash manifest endpoint of the database. Yep, that worked. Now we have an initialized database. There it is. And now we can just use it as normal RiaDB. And use, for example, the MySQL command line interface to connect to it. And here again, we use the edb.pem to verify the identity of the host to make sure that we are actually talking to the database that we verified in the first step. And we use a certificate, and on the client side for connecting, use a certificate that complies with the CA or was issued by the CA. So let's connect. Here we are. Select current user. That worked. So we logged in as the root user, defined the manifest. And yep, that's it. That's how easy it is to set up and verify an HSDB instance in Azure. Let's get back to the slides. Here we are. Okay, this was a demo. So there are two use cases for HSDB. First one is increased security. So you can just take your existing MariaDB and replace it with HSDB, and you get all the benefits of running things inside an SGX enclave.